USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a day of hearings wrapped up on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee, there were lots of fireworks.
Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, he was referring to comments made by Stanford professor Kamala Carlin, who brought Barron Trump, President Trump's son, into the fray in her comments and testimony. She did later apologize for those comments, but also added she would like President Trump to apologize as well for some of the things he's done. Ride-hailing company Lyft is being sued for the sexual assault of 20 female passengers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former President Jimmy Carter was discharged from a hospital where he was being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter says he looks forward to further rest and recovery at his home in Plains, Georgia. A video and a hot microphone appears to capture some world leaders gossiping about President Trump's behavior at the NATO summit in London. Here's a story from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The video shows Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and French President Emmanuel Macron talking informally while holding cocktails. Now, the newspaper, the Daily Mail, claims that it sounds like Johnson asks Trudeau, "So is that why you were late?" And Trudeau shoots back, "Yeah, because he takes a 40-minute press conference right off the top every time." Trudeau apparently was referring to President Trump arriving 40 minutes late to a meeting with Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on our top story, as the impeachment hearing continues in the House by the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert believes the whole thing is a farce.
To start this hearing with the chairman of the committee saying that the facts are undisputed, The only thing that is disputed more than the facts in this case is the statement that the facts are undisputed. They are absolutely disputed, and the evidence is a bunch of hearsay on hearsay that if anybody here had tried cases before of enough magnitude, you would know you can't rely on hearsay on hearsay.
A new report from Democrats compiling evidence on impeachment revealed contact between President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, top Republican on the Intelligence Committee. The report released Tuesday includes phone records obtained from AT&T and Verizon that show Giuliani had contact with the White House and also with Nunes. Brett Tolman is a former federal prosecutor, and he tells Fox News,
"I would be mortified, having worked in the Senate, to hear one side or the other, having investigated the ranking minority leader of a committee. It's unconscionable. Representative Nunes has every reason to be furious about it."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.